Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Her Game Network. I am your host, Jazz, and I got some of my nearest and dearest with me. I got Millie J and Dre. What's going on? What's popping? We ain't talked to Millie in a little hot minute. She been ducking and dodging.
Yeah, she been doing her, I don't know what she be doing.
man.
How everybody doing? How y'all doing?
Chilling, man. Working, living.
Pretty good.
Yup.
I'm definitely ready for this. You know, this college tournament. It's March Madness for a reason. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lit.
100%.
But man, I'm chilling. I've been chilling. Relax. It's my birthday just passed, so I just, you know, had to, you know, take a day to do a little nothing. Felt good.
Sometimes all you gotta do, man, it's just, if you think
sometimes
about it,
sometimes nothing is a whole lot of something.
Exactly. Man. Sometimes it's just a number. It's just a day at the end of the day.
I was like, I forgot what it felt like to do absolutely nothing. I was like, all
right. Right. Best part. That'd be the best.
Man.
The best part is to do absolutely nothing.
No, that's exactly. Facts. I know, but before that, I went to the Aces woman panel that they had at one of the high schools here. They had it at Rancho High School. That was really, really dope. They had Nikki Fargus was there, CT was there, CJ was hosting, Meg was there on the panel, and then Jennifer Ozzy was there too, which was all really dope. And they was speaking some life into the kids, and it, like, some of the stuff, like CT though, for those who don't know who CT is, she's the assistant coach for the Aces. She was spitting for real. She was telling the kids, you know, just figure out what your why is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know what their why is. I mean, even at 30, 40, people still don't know.
True.
That's real.
But yeah, that and then a lot of people don't know that Nikki actually had heart surgery, and she told the kids that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, and hers wasn't, when she was like, yeah, it wasn't this. She didn't have to get cut open or anything like that. And I was like, and then I had to think it, because a lot of people don't know either that I had to have heart surgery too. And she was just saying how she had to choose between getting heart surgery and be able to play basketball, or just not being to play basketball at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wish I had somebody come to my high school and said what she said about that, because then it probably would have made my decision. I would have probably said something to my parents instead of just hiding it my whole entire life. So,
right.
And not being able to play basketball at my full potential because I'm scared I might pass out or something. Who knows? But no, it was dope. CJ is the host for the Aces, and she did an amazing job. One of the students there, they got a jersey, a signed autograph with Meg, and she got to meet Meg, take pictures, have fun. Like, it was dope.
It was dope.
I was like, I wish we had somebody coming to our school growing up. I was like,
that's right.
Wrong saying, man. No, we didn't have that either.
Yeah, that's definitely good for the youth to be able to see that, especially from a women's basketball perspective. Like, you know, when we was growing up, it wasn't, women's basketball was, you know, you got free tickets, you know what I mean? Like, to go to games and stuff like that, because a lot of people wouldn't go, but that's good to see that representation in school. That's
Well, me and you, we didn't have
no team in Milwaukee.
and I don't think Chicago got their team until my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And I remember Coach taking us to a game, and then she didn't even take us to the game she took us to the game, but they had they game in Milwaukee because their gym wasn't ready yet.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
so that's how we was able to go. But yeah, we didn't have that for real. So yeah. I think it's important that we do have that representation now and how important it is. Because who knows? Like, they probably touch somebody's life in there and don't even know it.
Yeah.
Agree. But speaking of the Aces, they got two new sponsorships. Partnerships. One with the West Gates. It's a resort casino out here in Vegas. So basically, the fans will have the games airing all season pretty much. Fans will also get to join in on game slots machine and activations. And Westgate will be the presenting partner for one of the Aces 11 exclusive home game giveaways this season, which is dope.
No, that's major dope. And going back to like sports betting, because everybody knows sports betting is huge. Like, I don't care where you at, where you go, you see a billboard about sports betting. If you watch the NBA games, WNBA games, sports betting, even watching them rival, they are partnered with DraftKings. So you see sports betting everywhere.
Right.
So to have in the casino, to have that sponsorship where they're going to actually play their games there, that's going to be dope.
Go
to the casino and watch the games.
Even like them doing giveaways, like you don't know what you're going to be getting while you there. So you could be getting like an autographed basketball from the whole entire team. You could probably get jerseys. You could get shirts. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. So I think it's going to be dope.
Might get some tickets.
Right. You might get tickets.
And that the casino's small too, from what I've seen. My parents went to a smaller casino. So, I mean, I think that'd be dope. That's pretty dope. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, that'd be dope. And then them also partnering with Scripps Sports, too. They have signed a multi-year agreement with Vegas 34, the official broadcast home of the back-to-back team, so championship team. So I think that's also dope. So I like that we're getting more access to be able to watch these games, because all season really that's all we've been complaining about is, why is it so hard for us to watch games? Why is it so hard? Even with the WBA app, they need to fix that. Exactly. Why am I not? I should be, if I'm paying for a subscription with the WBA app, I should be able to watch every single game, no matter if it's on live TV or not. I should still be able to watch it live and not have to wait until after it's off to watch it.
Exactly.
Right.
I didn't spend any money to not be able to watch the game.
Right, exactly. The subscription isn't badly priced for the year, but of course the WNBA is only what, like 5 months from May to what?
Yeah.
Something like that.
September, October.
Yeah.
So it's not badly priced, but I hate that with both. If it's in your market, you can't watch it. That's so weird to me. Like, if it's actually on live TV and you have access to watch it, they'd be like, you can't watch it. Why? If I'm on a go, I should be able to pull up my WNBA app, NBA app, whatever, and watch the game. I hate that.
Exactly.
Oh, facts. Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
Crazy. They would fix that for sure.
But yeah, I like that they're doing that. And I know it's a lot of bars here in town. I'm pretty sure, like, out in for New York too as well, like, it's a lot of spots where you can actually feel at home with women's basketball in general.
Yeah. Right.
Which it used to not be that way. You go in there, you be fighting and hoping that they got a WBA game on. Now it's like you go in and it's exclusively for women's basketball. So I think that's dope.
Yeah.
What's up? The times are changing in a good way, though. Changing in a good way.
Yeah.
Progressing for women's sports, I think, like across the board. And I think women's basketball just really put it on the map for everything else. So,
facts. But just women's basketball in general. I would ask y'all playing for a team in the WBA, and they tell y'all like, hey, y'all gonna be here for the rest of your career, but they decide to trade you. How would that make y'all feel?
I think
we're having problems.
Yeah,
that's an issue. Crazy. That's an issue right there.
Yeah. Like, because it don't only just affect that person. They got families, too. So now you have to uproot your whole family. But, I mean, ideally, going into this type of, work, you are subject to get traded. But telling somebody like, yo, no, we're going to keep you the rest of your career, you're going to be able to retire, and then all of a sudden we trade you because of value in the market, that's crazy.
Like, you feeding me that mystery cake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give you this cake, but we're not going to tell you what it tastes like.
Especially when you become very comfortable with the team, and I don't know, you're just like, we're trading you. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But it make it even worse. So, like, I know Lexi and Tosh talked about this in interviews, just like, yo, they didn't even find, they found out in real time like everybody else, which is also messed up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's cool. Cause ain't no way you telling me. Well, my thing though, respectfully. KP is not a point guard. Respectfully.
No.
But she's deeming herself as a point guard.
Yeah.
Which is why Lexi got traded, because they have a point guard.
Yeah.
Isn't that the role that, and y'all Aces fans, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that the role that she took on though when she was just playing with the Aces? Because every time I've seen her on the floor, it feels like it's being facilitated through her.
When Chelsea was gone, her and Jackie
had a
switch.
They took turns. But the number one was Chelsea.
She's the point guard. Right. Yeah.
And like I said, KP's a two guard. She's not an actual point guard.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad, y'all. I figure it out.
But yeah. You know, things just happened. It just had to happen because Chelsea was injured. So obviously, you see, that's why you see KP and you see Jackie running the point.
Okay.
Yeah, it was mainly, you would mainly see Jack running the one more than KP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. KP is a shooter. KP runs. She's a shooter. Like, she's a scorer. That's what she is.
Yeah, she is. I mean, wasn't that her record at Washington? Like, she had the most, 3 points or points made?
Points made. But yeah, yeah. I was like, I feel Lexi.
It makes sense for them to move on from Lexi, because she had been dealing with Crohn's disease, which is actually the reason why she's been missing a lot of games over the past couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if they already have KP and they picked up another point guard, it'd be better to make it easier for them to move on from Lexi Brown, because we're not even sure she's going to play this season.
True.
Yeah.
So it's like, at this point, it's like, it's better to just move on while she's still hot, while she's able. It's like, if she does come back, she can still play for another team. But with the pieces the Sparks have now, do you really want to risk her still being there, not knowing if she's going to be able to contribute or not?
Yeah, that's true. Because even with them getting KP, sad to say, I saw it coming, because once they got KP, I was like, well, what Lexi going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, she got a home with the Storm, so.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I ain't tripping. I mean, but I feel like Tosh's situation is more messed up, because don't sit here and tell me that I'm a retired of Phoenix Mercury and y'all trade me and then don't answer my call when I called you.
Yeah.
I had to find out in real time, like everybody else, that I'm getting traded after I'm sitting here trying to recruit AT and Satu.
Just to get traded out.
Who would you like to be on the team? Okay. Okay. Man, what we gonna do? No, what they gonna do? Not what you gonna do.
Right.
Exactly.
A lot of the times, though, it's a business, and a lot of people, it sucks, but it's a business. And I mean, you know, Mercury, I mean, ideally, no more, you feel what I'm saying, DT gone, so she's up out of here. Griner, what?
Gone.
I mean, it looked like they're starting to do like a rebuild in a sense. So sometimes, and then you have, she's a more so a veteran player, which means that her salary capacity is a little bit higher. Once they let go of them type of players, you can get like, you know, those newcomers coming in or to, you know, you a little wiggle room. So it seems like it's
right.
A rebuild. To me, seems like more of a business move. I don't think it was, you know, because sometimes it'd be personal when it comes to certain trades.
No, it was business.
Yeah.
Definitely business.
I just think it sucks, you know, but they had to do what they had, the best that they could do, because I think, like, you know, rebuilding around, because who they got left? Just Ka? Is that it?
I think just Ka.
Yeah. Yeah, so it seems like they may build around, you know, her. Because
they traded Tosh for AT. So
yeah, that's true.
It ain't funny, but it's funny because it's like, yeah, yo,
we got on the squad. Right. Like, who did you say? You. Me.
It's definitely funny, but also not at the same time. But you know,
thank you for your hard work and sacrifice.
Right?
Excuse me, what? Y'all, right. Like, y'all didn't even give me the chance to pick my own team. Y'all just said, "No, we're gonna send you to Connecticut." I'm pissed because, and who at Connecticut? It's just gonna be me and Maroon.
I think I don't think anyone over there. Wait, hold on. Is it Marina?
It is. It's just being
Marina, right? It's just Marina. It's Marina over there.
And she was trying to get up out of there. They said, "Not at all, buddy. Take us."
Yeah, you ain't going anywhere. You gonna stay right here.
I think what her and Tosh did, I think they had that side conversation. Like, look, we both stuck. We already been bonding since we've been here. Let's just make the best of it. I feel like that's how that conversation.
Yeah. I mean, and so they both, you know, right now I think both of their teams got eliminated, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I heard it was at Unrivaled, so that gave them a little bit of time, you know, to bond a little bit.
They built the chemistry.
Yeah. I mean, we all know, like, I mean, they both could ball, like, you know, Marina.
Mm-hmm. Weren't they both on Phantom together? Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Marina didn't play a lot.
Marina didn't play a lot. But yeah, they were she was over there cooking something up in the kitchen.
She was in the kitchen cooking.
She was in the kitchen and learning dance moves.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, Marina be funny, man. But making it every time she's going through, I see her cooking something or she's learning a dance move. I'm like, all right, Marina.
I think she played in like a couple games. She balled out the games that she did play, but yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah, she played the last couple of games.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at their roster. And if Diamond can show up, Diamond DeShields, if she show up, I mean, that'd be fine. But I mean,
you for real?
No.
Is that because we have
I sent her back to Chicago.
She I hope she has a prosperous career over there. I do.
You know what?
I do.
Be like that.
I do. Cause she ain't do shit. For Chicago.
Ain't Tina Charles still there? Hold on, let me look. Ain't Tina Charles?
No. She got up out too.
She got up out of there?
If I'm not mistaken.
She's still on the roster.
Is she? I swear. Okay, wait. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah. I thought she was.
I mean, Lindsay Allen there.
Okay.
And JC, she pretty good. She had a good season last year.
Yeah.
All right. There's some hope there.
A little bit of something in the building for them.
They said rookie. They got a lot of rookies. Holy crap. They have season on here. The only seasoned person will be Lindsay Allen, Tina Charles, Marina, Diamond, and then Tosh. Everybody else on this roster?
And they all rookies?
A rookie, or they've been there for a year.
Oh, dang.
Or 3 years. So it's.
I mean, I got a good shot at joining the team.
Nah, thanks though. How do I sign up?
Right.
Yeah, I got a good chance.
Will it take a 5'3" guard?
And we'll put over Borkins.
I'm a shooter. Man. I can shoot. Can shoot and make some plays.
That's it.
I mean, they got some hope, I guess. I got faith in the vets that's there to help make a situation better than
what it is.
Yeah. So
yeah, facts.
I'm here for it.
This season I think is gonna be one of the best seasons that the WNBA has seen. I mean, last season, you know, with everything happening, but I think this season is gonna be dope. It was so many offseason changes. These teams are gonna look very much so different. So I think that's gonna be a good thing.
It's been such a roller coaster during the off season.
Yeah.
I cried, I crashed out. I did a lot.
Heck, that's if they don't do the walkout or lockout, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish y'all gonna have to go look at the YouTube and look at Millie face because the
audio is not gonna do it justice. No, it will not.
Okay, so my opinion on this lockout, right? And the lockout really comes around their wages, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I love women's sports. I play basketball when I was younger too. Like it's amazing. It's very much so amazing. But we have to call a spade and we gotta be for real. Like women's basketball hasn't generated that much. You know what I mean? This year, it has really put them on the map and they have to keep growing in that aspect. But just because that's like a startup company coming in and saying, okay, we had a phenomenal year. Now I need $1 million investors. But you have to prove yourself. And I'm not saying that they have not proved themselves. But you guys just got charter flights. You know what I'm saying? This year.
Yeah, that's true.
You now have the face of the WNBA, and I know a lot of people hate to say it, but it is Caitlin Clark, and she has generated a lot of revenue because, one, Caitlin Clark fans are insane. ESPN has now had the platform every day during the WNBA season. They had a segment on it. We are now at that point. I get it. I understand. Unrivaled that in AU, those you know, those off-season, you know, leagues have brought more to women's sports. And then with Unrivaled, you being able to watch it on TNT, HBO Max, all of that stuff has been great. True TV, I think maybe not, whatever, those where you can watch, okay?
Right.
But we can't just be like, all right, now we need more money. Now we need to be making the same players as the NBA, like same wages as NBA, like, you have to generate money. You have to make money before you can pay into it, right? Like they are just now getting women's facilities. Like they've had to change games because of the Indiana Fever. Like now when they come play Chicago, because now that's some rival. When they come play Chicago, now they're going to play where the Bulls play. You feel what I'm saying? At the United
States. Right, like a bigger stadium.
Yeah, so they're generating that money. But I think maybe like in a year or two, you know, of statistically growing, right, where your stats are growing, where you're making money, you just got this huge TV deal, let's keep building on that. Don't be like, we gotta make more right now. I mean, I get it because I mean women should be paid similar to NBA, but they haven't generated as much as the NBA, you know what I mean? Like, So that's just my take on it. Like, I do believe in women making the same amount of money, but when it comes to women's sports, they've been in the hole for a lot of, you know, which is why they lost so many teams in the beginning. You know what I mean? So
yeah, trying to get that money back, because they only at 200 mil right now.
Yeah.
Versus the NBA, they at 11 point something billion.
Billion,
so.
Yeah, they up there.
Yeah.
So I get it. I just want them to have at least come to a common ground to where everything that they want is met. Like, we understand the pay is not gonna be exactly where we will all want them to get paid at the moment. Right. But I feel like it should be a little bit more than what they're getting paid now. It should be no reason for them to have to go overseas or do these side mission leagues just to make ends meet to feed their families. And it's not even just that. It's just you got jersey sales. Why are they not getting paid for these jerseys?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, just shirts, it should be getting paid anything. For that. Yeah, it should be. It's a lot of stuff that they should be getting paid for that they're not getting paid for. And I feel like that's where the WBA kind of drops the ball. On top of, and I think I feel like the NBA shouldn't have to take so much money from the WBA, because the WBA pretty much paying the NBA.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just want them to be able to get everything that they want, or you know, but the pay wise, just meet them in the middle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're not gonna touch points on no millions. Now,
I can't give you $1 million and we only bringing in 200 mil.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, we have no money to invest in anything else. Like, it still has to be invested in equipment. I get it. They definitely should meet them like halfway. There's no way that these rookies should come out making $80,000 a year.
I'm saying, there's no way they should be making the same as what we all getting paid out here in the real world.
Right.
That's
true. That's true.
That to me is crazy. I mean, and a lot of people look at it, well, they only play 5 months out of the year. So if you divide that up, that is making a substantial amount of money compared to regular people. But that off season, they don't make any money. That's not enough to live on for 12 months. $80,000, you got taxes. Then they get more taxes than we get taxed. So you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not okay. They definitely should meet them. I feel like starting salary should be like around like maybe 200. I feel like that's okay. Rookies, just like in the NBA, when the rookies come in, I think a lot of them, the lowest that they probably make is probably like 500,000, 400,000 or something like that. And then you got your top players making 38 million, something crazy. They have to start somewhere, because I think the top player in the WNBA makes what, $220,000, like $250,000?
I think it's like 232.
Because I think Jackie is still the most highest paid.
The most high paid. Yeah.
I think so. And they ain't nothing. It's only like 200 and something thousand.
And that's still not a lot. Like, that's still not a lot. Like,
not.
And like, I feel like definitely, I feel like the WNBA though too has to prove that we can generate enough money to where we're not losing money, because the NBA did invest in the WNBA. They do, you know, pay for most of everything. So it's like, they're, and I'm loving the expansion, and I think that's one thing that's going to be huge, because now you're having more players be able to come into the league. Now you're showcasing more talent. So that's why I said give it like a year or two, especially when Juju coming in, like, come on now.
Right.
Like, it's going to be where it needs to be. Like, it's going to be, because you have these really talented players. You have players that are dropping 50 balls, taking it through 2-3 defenders, like, going crazy in these leagues. Like, so we, with the expansion, everything with that, I think they'll be at a place to where, okay, now, like, you know what I mean? Like, but they definitely do need to meet them halfway. Yeah. There's no reason on earth where they should be making what Angel and Caitlin Clark rookie season contracts is, what, $79,000 a year? What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. That's insane.
Peanuts.
That's crazy. That is insane. Peanuts. Coming from where they were in now in college where they have NIL deals and they're making millions from their kids. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you can still take that over. But it's still at the end of the day, these ladies have to be going above and beyond to make millions of dollars to even touch what they're making in the NBA. And it's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
So
work.
I'm going to say this real quick. Kelsey Mitchell and Jewel Loyd right now. And Jewel Loyd, I guess the top five for that hit cap. So it's 249,000. So you got Kelsey Mitchell, Jewel, and Enrique. And then at 248 is Kai. And then number five is Gabby at 225.
I can see why Gabby makes that much. She's definitely.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Oh,
crazy.
She really like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is.
Facts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane work to me. Like,
I just want to, my only question though, too, and I've seen it a lot online, is with them doing this lockout, how many people are really good? And I'm not saying that in a sense, because like I love women's sports. And like I said, it just got that really like focus on it that it needs. But a lot of people, like I've seen online comment wise, like, I mean, if we don't watch NBA, who cares? You know what I mean? Like the WNBA, who cares? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I get the lockout and I understand like y'all, and I don't feel like it's going to get to a point to where they're not going to have games this season. I feel like they're going to reach an agreement to where it's like it meets the players, because I do feel like the WNBA knows that we're in our prime right now and we need to take advantage of what we have going now. So let's meet wherever we need to meet them at. But a lot of people was like, I was reading the comments and a lot of people was like, okay, I can't watch the WNBA. Who cares? I was like, dang, that's pretty
right.
You know what I mean, like,
no, so stop playing. You care.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody cares. Right, because if they don't talk about Caitlin Clark throughout the season or Angel Reese throughout the season, then y'all won't care. Y'all gonna miss it because y'all ain't gonna have nothing to talk about online under all these
things
and stuff like that. So, but I think that, you know, I think they're gonna meet them where they at, because like I said, they on the prime right now, the WNBA, and like so many subscriptions have went up, so many jersey sales, so many sellouts. Like they not gonna
risk.
Because they can't be in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hope they get what they want, though. But the money,
Yeah, I think they're going to meet them halfway. But like I said, at least it's going to be like a halfway mark where it's going to be a nice salary boost. Because it's like a lot of these, the teams individually are making some nice money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something got to give, because they do deserve it.
Yeah, they do.
But speaking of like 2 years and people coming in, like Juju being one, and then I think later you're gonna have Harmony. I like Harmony. Harmony is nice.
Yeah,
she don't get the love that she deserve. She just got MVP too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why they're trying to get it done now, so when those players get there, they don't have to worry about it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And they should. Yeah. They should. They need to do it now so that, you know, because, you know, you back in the day, they still had to pave the way to where the players are getting what they're getting now. So to keep pushing so that these new players coming in, these young players don't have to go through it. Because it's crazy to me that they literally just got charter flights and the WNBA has been since, what, 1997?
Yeah, I think they've been around for a good 25, 26 years now. Per se, I want to say around that.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. It's insane.
Like, that is not okay. So what are you, so we're getting on the bus and we're traveling?
That Greyhound.
We ride with the people.
We're catching
about the hike.
You guys got a good hike. A good path.
Catching flights with everyone else. So if the flight is overpacked, we gotta go on the next flight. Like, that's just crazy to think that they did not have that luxury. And
then y'all finding the teams that were actually getting charter flights for their team. Like, how y'all gonna find them for doing that?
That's so
when they just trying to do something, and it's coming out the team pocket, not the WBA pocket.
Exactly. That's true, right? To me, because other teams didn't want to do it, so now it's look back. Like, no, what do you mean? If we want to,
that's on them.
We want to do it, let us do it. Like, what do you mean? Oh, wait, I got a question.
He's trying to keep our players.
What happened to that whole thing where y'all, the GM or something, gave every player like $100,000 bonus or something like that? Did that ever go cool? Like, because I know that was like under investigation or something. Like,
they couldn't prove that it was like a legit thing.
It couldn't prove
like
anything.
Because it was coming straight from the city.
It was coming straight from the city.
It was coming straight from the city.
Yeah, the city was the one giving them that $100,000.
The WBA just wanted to keep investigating the ACES. So,
yeah.
Because they were lying.
They want some of that money.
I don't know why they got a problem with us or something. But
but it's like more states should do that, though. More states should want to invest into their teams. The teams, that's exactly. Especially, that the people love that. You basically, you pouring into them to want to, bring back championships.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm ready for the season, though.
I'm mad excited for this season to start. Going to preseason games.
I'm definitely ready.
Going to preseason. I'm
excited because my team is in shambles right now. But other than that,
my team is in shambles.
I'm ready. I'm ready to see, you know what I'm saying? We got the defending champs coming up,
I mean, y'all got some pieces there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to know what Miss Kennedy Carter is doing, though. I would like to know.
I do too. I want to know.
I hope she will be announcing. I know she's been doing stuff overseas. She's been thriving overseas. So hopefully, in between there, she been in talks with some teams.
True.
Send her to the Vox.
Send her to the Vox.
I guess that wouldn't be a bad movie.
Right. You know, this season is going to be exciting. It's going to be a whole new team. That happens. But yeah, no, I'm excited for the season.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's just going to be a matter of adjusting to a different team. But
yeah,
I ain't worried about us. No,
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for next season, though. Because that's two teams coming in.
I think that's what I'm most excited about.
That's gonna be something for sure.
Right.
I'm so excited about these expansions and how
I'm good. Yeah, nah. I mean, it's gonna be something, but I'm excited to see what they got going on. Because that just means the WNBA is gonna be growing.
Yeah. Ball.
What'd you say?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Ball. Yeah. About 50 from CC.
I hope they just do it to where I know they not. We know they're gonna pull from each team again, but it would be nice if they just tell people, who was in the WNBA that won a roster spot to just go try out for those teams.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
They should.
But, March Madness. How y'all feeling? March Madness. I'm kind of hurt about my girls right now, though.
No. Yeah. No, that game was... what was so crazy? I think they went into the fourth quarter down, 10 or something like that. 11. Yeah, it was a double digit deficit, but I'm like, all right, I got faith.
They got down to 8.
Yeah, they started pulling through. I said, oh, okay, it's go time now. They about to, but so it'd be crazy because it'd be like looking at those teams, you'd be like, the other team wanted more because the way that UNLV was playing, it was like, yo, what are y'all doing? Like, what's going on?
Even boys say, like, when they played them, like, that was even, like, they had me, like, stressed.
Yeah. They started very well, though. Like, it seems like, like when they gain those leads, it, like, it starts to, I think they get comfortable in a sense. Because I feel
right.
like.
Complacent. Right.
Because I feel like even like San Diego State, they didn't lead that game at all, right? They trailed the whole game. Yeah. San Diego State came out with a vengeance. Like, what's up? They beat them in a regular season, right?
Twice.
And what's so crazy is it's hard to beat a team three times. It is hard to beat a team three times. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think they just got the best of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because even like with just going back to like the boys' stay game, Rossi had 29 points, dude.
Yeah,
29 points.
Balled out.
I was like, I said, that's my girl. All right.
Yeah.
But then you had Aaliyah, and then you had Kiara too. You know, following with 14 and 13 points. And then you had AB at 10 rebounds. So it's like, yo, everybody kind of showed up that game.
Yeah.
Now it wasn't just them, but pretty much everybody just showed up that game. And with just going to the San Diego State game, I personally feel like even with them warming up, the energy was off.
Yeah.
The start of the game, the energy was off. It was just like they wasn't on the same page to me.
Yeah.
They was playing hot potato at one point when they could have. I feel like it was a lot of overthinking. Like a lot of overthinking. It was like they was playing like San Diego State. And not saying like they are a terrible team. It's just UNLV is a way better team.
Yeah.
And they played their game the whole entire time.
Yeah.
And it's just the communication was off. It was like they were comfortable, but like trying to scramble and figure it out. Nobody didn't know who wanted to take the shot. It was just like a lot of little pieces that it was just like what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? But
it's like they underestimated them at the beginning, and then once they fell behind, they couldn't catch up.
I definitely agree. It's like once they fell behind, it was hard to get over that threshold because San Diego State was every time they had an answer for everything, literally.
Yeah.
Exactly. And shooting 27% from the field definitely is not going to help.
Crazy work.
Worst that they ever shot, dude.
Crazy work.
But yeah,
that's insane.
I'm still proud of them. They came out and did what they were supposed to do. Like I said, the seniors showed up for sure. Alyssa and Kiera. They showed up for sure. But another thing too with that game, I was just like, Meadow didn't get a lot of playing time, and Meadow is like sixth man of the year, so. It was just like I said. That whole game was just. It was just off.
Yeah,
it didn't look right. It didn't feel right.
Right, you was there live, huh, Jazz? You was in the building.
I was in the crowd. You know, I was a fan. I ain't do no credentials. I ain't do nothing. I was like, hey, yo, I'm here. So I got to actually cheer and actually be a fan, which was actually the best part. And I'm kind of glad I didn't do credentials or anything like that. Because I wouldn't be able to do that. So they got to actually see me actually be a fan. But now I was trying to just, I mean, we, and you know, another thing that kind of like made me mad And it was the fans, not even gonna lie. Like, we know what they're going through. We know that they are down. We know it was like the energy that they were feeling got shifted to the crowd. Right. So they was only cheering when good things happen. And that kind of bothered me because it's like, we supposed to cheer to win, not cheer when we, not when we win it. We supposed to cheer to win.
Yeah.
Like the, and I'm not that type of person that I'd be like, hey, everybody get on the feet. Come on, come on, come on. But it was one person there, two people actually, that was there. They had to go to the Aces games too. Oh, I know one of the ladies' names is Ashley. I can't remember the other lady's name. But she was there, you know, still trying to, you know, get everybody hyped, telling everybody to get up, whatever. But man, we got to cheer to win, not cheer when we winning.
Yeah.
We got to show love no matter what. Win or losing, we got to show love no matter what.
Yeah.
You got to have synergy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they ain't look like themselves, though. But like I said, I'm proud of them no matter what. Win or lose, they did what they came to do. Hopefully, they'll be getting a spot in the big tournament.
I don't see why not. Like, when you dominate, and I think that's a lot of what they look at. Like, because, I mean, half of the time, like, besides what these, like, I think it's like, most of the time when you dominate throughout the season, they can see that. Like, when you have a lot of conference wins, they can see that. Like, that really matters. Right, because it's only one team that's gonna win these conference championships, right? So, I mean, ideally, yes, you get your spot automatically, but at the same time, it's teams that dominate throughout the year. So, just because you fell short in the tournament, but you dominate throughout the year, doesn't mean that you should sit out. You know what I mean? So, I think they're gonna be able to hit the brackets, right? And then now it's just like, you know, it sucks that they gotta wait and see. You know, everybody's just gonna be at home watch TV trying to see like, oh, what
right.
But I think they should make it. I don't see why not. Like, conference in a conference, that wasn't they like number one, number two in the conference or something like that?
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't see why not. It'd be beyond me. Like, it'd be like, what? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, they deserve it. 1,000%. Like, they deserve it.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Hey, if they don't get a spot, I'm pulling up.
But
that goes to show too, this is anybody game, like upcoming, you know, March Madness coming up, the Final Four coming up. Like, it's literally anybody's game. And speaking of Final Four, Millie, because we didn't get a chance to, because you were that last episode,
you know, you wasn't present.
who your Final Four, then do like a backup one, like, oh, I'll pick this team too. And who you got winning?
I like hot winning crazy. But who I got winning off top, USC, man. I'm rocking with USC this year. I love their energy. I love, like, everything about USC. Like, they gave UCLA their first loss of the season. They're only – well, no, I think they lost the game, right? But the point of the matter is they gave them their first loss of the season. They play hard, and that game specifically showed me, like, they balling. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people talk about how Juju does need help. In reality, she does, but the team and dynamic that she has right now is great. Like, I see them going very far. I see them winning. Juju, sophomore year, winning. They the champion. Right. Okay. Now moving on. My four is USC, UCLA. I'm gonna go with South Carolina. I mean, and UConn. I mean, I ideally is it come down to that.
I'm shocked that you didn't pick LSU.
I know, and this is why, right? Because you know LSU is my team, but Flauzé is dealing with an injury. right? That's she true. Set out the whole. She set out the
last couple games.
Yeah, in the tournament, they wanted to rest her so that she would be ready. Her and I don't feel like she's gonna be fully ready. She's gonna go play because, of course, like she's not gonna sit out, right? This is go time for her, right? You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying she's not gonna. It's inevitable that she's gonna get drafted, but it's at the end of the day because she's a senior, right? I'm not mistaken. She was a junior last year. Was she a sophomore?
You know, these kids grow up so fast. I feel like she is a junior this year.
She's a junior? Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
I think she's two years from Angel.
Okay. That could have been it. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So, and she's going to play, right? Because she's had a phenomenal season. Of course, she doesn't want her season to end to injury. But I don't feel like they're going to be fully healthy. And everybody knows that Kim does not rotate. Like, she does not rotate. Rotation is a what? Look, I don't know. She does not rotate. So, mm-hmm. Ideally, with her probably going to not rotate, flaw is I think she's not going to be 100% healthy. With her not being 100% healthy, LSU is going to struggle. We watched that with this upcoming tournament. You know, they're going to struggle. She's a major piece of LSU, which is why I did not place them. But outside of that, you know, LSU, that's right there.
Yeah. That's so shocking to me.
I think they had set her out before I even said that too, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's if she even plays this tournament. The last what I heard was they were going to sit her out. They were going to sit her out for the division champion tournament, but they were going to play her come March Madness. That's if they play her, like, because nobody really knows the status of her injury. Really, like, they haven't really said much on it besides the fact that she was sitting out. They haven't really gave like much of an update outside of that. So, are they going to risk it? Because if something, God forbid, does happen, will that be a season ending? With the season is over and then going trailing into next year, right? Going into her
right.
So, are like how they going to play it? And then again, even if she does feel injured, she may still go play, and then she's not going to be playing 100% healthy. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not saying that LSU doesn't have phenomenal players, because they do. We all know that they do, but you can see the struggle without Flauge on the court.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I'm going to ask y'all this. How y'all feel about Kim and the Texas coach making comments about Dawn getting all these McDonald All American?
Hey, what Dawn say? I'm loving it.
That was a crazy
response. Like, that was a crazy.
She
response.
Is nuts, dude.
Hey, she's insane.
But Texas did beat them. So Texas beat them.
UConn, he was still mad though.
Yeah. So I mean, even though having all those players, ideally, it's like, okay, y'all can still get beat. But having all those players,
right.
But who don't want to go play for Dawn? Who don't?
I'll go play. Man, if I'm going to go play for Dawn.
Man, exactly. I would love to go play for Dawn. I would love to go play for Dawn.
It's kind of like Alabama, like when everybody was going to go play for Nick Saban, who wouldn't want to go play for Dawn? Like it just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it literally, who, like you just said, who didn't want to go play for Alabama when they had him? Like, who did not want to go play? That was the go-to. Who's not? I don't care who you are. If Dawn picks up the phone and calls you, bro, you're going to play. You're not going to pass on playing for South Carolina.
Right.
That's like back in the day when UConn and Tennessee, those were two schools that everybody wanted to go to because of who? The coaches.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So it was like, man, I'm going. Because I personally wanted to go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That was the school I wanted to go to. I wanted to go play for Pat.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a part of that organization. Like, I wanted to go there. Just off of just Pat. I don't care about the players or who was there at the time. Like, I wanted to go play for Pat. Just off of just the type of girl she is, the type of person she is, just the type of woman she is overall. Like,
fact.
Yeah. Fact. So, I mean, y'all got the same 24 hours of the day like everybody else. Y'all can go get y'all some McDonald's All-Americans, too.
That's true.
But ideally, with Texas in the past, Texas has not in women's basketball has not really been a phenomenal program to really, you know, I think in the past few years they've been able to put themselves on the map. You know, this year itself,
this year for sure. Yeah,
they said Texas, yeah, Longhorns. They got we got old pro on the staff too. Shorty with the fits.
Yeah, she's, Cindy, yeah. Miss Cindy's Miss yeah. Coach Carter. Yeah.
She and on the staff, like they're really building up, and they put their name on the map, which is why ideally Texas, they may come out, bro. Like,
that's why I had them as a, hey, you never know team. Them and NC State, that's another team.
Well, you know, NC State, bro, every single time, like, NC State has every single time put, like, I know their record wasn't the best. I think their overall record wasn't the best this year. But they played and won games that matter the most. And that's all I like really care about. Like, they definitely some dogs, and they definitely trying to win. They went far last year though.
They did.
I think what they went to the Sweet. No, they Sweet.
They went. I was looking at my bracket. I think they did go to Sweet 16.
They went to Sweet 16. I think they was in 8 though too. The
I think they see now. I gotta go back and look real quick.
They definitely went farther than what I expected last year, because when I saw them playing, I'm like, NC State, are we cool right now? Like, what's going on here?
Nah, they wanted. That's one team that has like that chip on their shoulder. Like, they have something to prove at the end of the day.
Yeah. Because nobody ever talk, who talks about NC State for real life when it comes to women's basketball. But these past 2 years, they've been giving everybody a reason.
Something to talk about.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it. Let me find it. I thought I had it up.
I know they went far last year because I was watching their last game. And I was like, oh, yo. They be balling. And then that's when I really was like, oh, okay. And I started watching them more this year.
Hey, my bracket went crazy last year.
So right. what is 8 called? Because, you know, it's Sweet 16. It's the Final Four.
Oh, they went 8.
They went Final Four.
See, I knew it. They went.
They lost to South Carolina.
Yep. Makes sense.
Man.
They went far, dog, and I see them going far too, which is why I would definitely pick them as a 15. Like,
that's why I had them as my 15 for sure. Like,
I don't see it no other way. Like, they some dogs, but I ain't even gonna lie. This, I don't know what's. I'm not even gonna do a bracket.
No, you doing a bracket. You gotta do a bracket.
I can't.
You gotta do a bracket.
We all doing brackets. We gonna do brackets. We gonna do brackets.
There's so much going on.
Like, when we make this bracket, I'm gonna pay much more attention to my little.
We gonna do two brackets.
Okay.
So that way you can have your alternate bracket.
And you right.
Got, yeah. Mm. So we gonna do two brackets. Cause I like how none of us picked Iowa to make it into the Final Four.
I know I didn't. I definitely didn't do that.
Iowa, what? Stop playing, man.
Okay, Taylor ain't there.
Exactly.
That's true.
I've watched Iowa play a couple times. They're definitely good, and I get and I understand that they beat USC. Who cares? Like, we you know what I mean? Like, whatever. look upset, whatever. Reliving
that. Right.
But no, like, I will please. Nah. No. I don't know.
Not I mean, Iowa State, yes. I had them. I'm rooting for Audie Cooks.
No, Iowa State, they're nice this year. They are definitely nice.
I like Miss Crooks.
That shorty that be dropping 50 balls.
Yeah.
50 and 20.
Video game numbers.
Yeah, like shorty really be dropping video game numbers. Like,
swear.
Is anybody out there guarding her? Is she just all free to the bucket? Like, what is going on?
So do y'all think Harvard go get far? Don't do that, because at Harvard, we trust.
It's not the bad test.
Yeah, they gonna get far in the first game. They gonna go to a whole 40 minute. Like, what are we? That's as far.
That's crazy.
No, they nice though. I watched that game, but nah.
I think depending who they play first. Cause I believe they're gonna get in.
You know, Ivy League teams don't go far. You know, Ivy League got their own conference, and it'd be a bunch of
nobody
pigs. Do you hear me?
I got them going pretty far. Not pretty far, but I got them going.
You got them going past the first round?
Yeah, I got them going past first round. Yeah. Yeah. Marquette.
The boys, for sure. The boys.
Man.
The girls, absolutely not.
Hey, that's one team. Only time I really checked on Marquette is when Serena was playing for them.
Yeah.
Other than that, I ain't checked.
I've never tuned in really to a. I did one time. Actually, I was bored and I was watching TV. Marquette was playing. And they pulled it close. I think they pulled it close going into the fourth. And then in the fourth quarter, I think they scored like 5 points. Like, what? Yes.
I haven't watched the Marquette game. When Serena was there back in 2009. That's how long ago I haven't watched the Marquette game. That's a long time.
Yeah. I didn't even watch Marquette then. Like, I think Marquette women have never been ever on my radar, but like boys, yes, I've always paid attention.
Yeah, the men's team for sure. The
men's team, like they just play St. John, and that I watched that game. They started off good, whatever. But yeah, Mark, I don't think Marquette is gonna do anything at all.
I don't even think they made it past the first round. Let me look.
Yeah, I think North Carolina though is gonna be pretty decent.
Yeah, I
agree with you on that one.
I think it's gonna be pretty decent.
I think so too.
Yeah, I like them.
They had a pretty decent season.
True, that's true.
Yeah, they had a pretty decent season.
But man, I'm ready. I'm excited.
Facts. The bracket start the 7:30.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so.
Hey, a rival about to pop on. Who y'all got in the final?
I don't think Angel playing because of her wrist, right? Is she playing? You know, she injured her wrist.
Oh, yeah.
She
injured that same wrist that took her out.
The same, yeah.
She had fell on her. And that's one thing that is troubling. Every time she falls directly. She got to try to impact
get her. She got to get a brace on that.
I think now she got one on her. I don't know if she's playing though. But prior to her having that injury, Rose, what are you talking about?
I love Rose.
I love Rose, but I got the laces.
So you got the laces beating the Rose tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody know that the Owls gonna win, though. Come on, man.
So tired of the Owls.
It was the eye roll.
Sometimes the Owls, hooty hoo. I like some of the players, but like I like the players. It's just that my laces. I can ride with my laces. So I mean, yeah, Lunar Owls are tough though, man. They're
so pretty tough, bro.
They're a tough team. Yeah. I can't lie.
They are.
I was like, when Rose took the first L, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
yeah. Who gave them that first L? But they tough. Yeah.
Right.
They are tough though. They got some dogs on that team. They got Fee. You got Court over there.
You got Skyler.
Yep.
You got
Alicia. That whole team is crazy.
That whole team is just stacked.
Man, they knew what they was doing when they did that. Right. There.
They said y'all had us at number 4. Oh yeah, had us last at number 6.
Yeah, we kind of did. We did have them pretty low down there on our little top.
I'm still mad at you having Rose at the bottom of your list.
That's kind of crazy. But ESPN had Rose.
I did change it up though.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody think Rose was gonna do nothing. I mean, you know. But you know,
I believe
you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I got the laces tonight. So
if Angel play Rose, if she don't play, I feel like the Owls gonna take it all the way. So that starts tonight too. What time that start?
We got less than 30 minutes now. What?
Yeah.
Bracket. Oh, I'm gonna have to be channel flipping, man. Come on.
Oh, that's so real.
We are. Why they do that? I just thought about that. Why they do that?
It's so hard to keep up with that stuff. Like, bro.
Like, why would y'all do that at the same time? Come on, man. You know we want to watch the bracket. We gotta watch that.
Like, I gotta get my phone out when I have my other things streaming in here so I can look at that and be like, all right, that's the bracket right now. All right, cool. Unraveled? All right.
Man,
I'm gonna send y'all the link for the group bracket fantasy thingy majiggy, so we can just put it in there.
I'm already on it.
Send it to me because I
send it to you. We gonna see who gonna win. I got faith because I went pretty far.
Yeah,
my second bracket ain't do not a thing. My second bracket was like, yeah, you are a million and some place. I'm like, oh. But my first bracket was, I forgot, it was like 20,000 people or something. I was up in there. So I was like, all right. Stanford, that's what messed up my bracket. It was Stanford.
No, yes, Stanford was balling last year. They were balling.
Yep, and messed up my bracket.
Oh, girl.
I trust Cam.
Yeah. She coming back this season, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know they got that as they push for the Sparks.
Her and Rekia together.
Mom and
with Ray.
Frank. Yep.
Yeah, with Ray and Derica. Yeah. And
then that team is gonna be tough. They're gonna be crazy. They're gonna be insane.
I'm calling Cam and right there. Yeah, I'm calling Cam and Rekia Twin Towers. That's them. That's gonna be them. They're gonna be nice, man. I'm glad the coach is gone because he ain't know what to do with them girls.
Nah, he didn't.
Because ain't no way Rekia should have been starting, especially with the team that they have.
Man, we're coming off the bench is crazy work. I was like, what? Then he finally put her in the starting position.
And only because Cam was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have had her starting with Cam. I was like, bro, I come coach, because what are you doing? You don't know what you have.
Yeah, nah.
At all. Yeah. Respectfully.
Sometimes I feel like we should just be the coaches for some of these teams that don't know what the heck they're doing, bro.
Speaking of coaches, real quick before we get out of here, how do y'all feel about Lisa Leslie not having a coach like position from two teams? She got pretty much like a no.
That's ignorance. I mean, I don't know. I don't like
that's messed up.
That makes no sense.
Like no sense.
I want to know what team. I was like, what team would turn her down from coaching? Like what?
If it was the Sparks, I would feel disrespected.
If it was
Sparks,
I'm like, do y'all know what I did for y'all? And you don't want to have me as your coach.
Yeah.
But I think
if it was the Sparks, I'd have snitched.
I would instantly. She would have had everybody.
You won't believe what they did to me.
Nah, I think that was so. I'm gonna say this. I think the position that she's in right now, to be completely, completely honest, is her. That's her call.
Yeah,
I like what she's. I like the direction that she is now. Like, go ahead and tap into the youth, like those younger players, like. Go tap in.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
You see the type of guidance she been giving Angel when Angel is
right.
I love it, dude. I love it.
Everybody was talking about Angel last year, boy. She has a shot now. Like she she got a little hand. She going up hard. Okay.
My favorite thing that Lisa said was, your shot, your finish, how you finish, we gonna fix that.
Yep.
And I was like, that's all I needed to hear.
Yep.
That's all I needed to hear. You got one of the best WNBA players in the world. That's like in your corner helping you. And she's not even just helping Angel. She helping some other players too.
Yep.
So I can see her in the like just on some, hey, I'm gonna just be a development coach for WBA players. Like, I can see her doing that. I can see her not even being on anybody's coaching team, but just taking that to a whole different level. Like, I think that'd be dope.
Right. Yeah, I see her definitely developing players because I feel like she's really good at that, especially the bigs, right? Like, developing those players.
Yeah.
That'd be a phenomenal world for her to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
Man, you know what? I'd be sitting there soaking up everything. I'm soaking up everything.
No, for real, really. She got so much knowledge, bro. Like,
man,
mm-hmm.
Man, her. I would love to pick. I would love to pick Teaspoon Brain. I would love to Cheryl Swoop Brain, Cynthia Cooper.
Oh yeah.
Dawn, it's a lot of players. Shamika Hoslaw is one of my favorite players. I would love to pick her brain. So it's a lot of players. So I love that she's doing that, and I'm hoping, like, I know I'm pretty sure more vets do that, but quietly.
Yeah.
But I want them to be loud with it. I want them to, like, hey, I got this player right here. What you gonna do? All right, man, we gotta get out of here because I'm right about to start.
I'm right with this.
The bracket.
We got all this about to be coming up.
But now, y'all, thank y'all for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Stay positive, no negativity, spread love. Have a good rest of y'all week, and we appreciate y'all. Peace.
Howdy, howdy.